Welcome to the Alphabetics of Health. This is Joan Kasich. I'm a certified natural health professional, and today I'm going to be talking to you about the colon. The colon is also called the intestinal system. It is a large intestine or lower bowel, and at the end of it is the rectum. So these are the different names you may hear the colon being called: large intestine, lower bowel, which ends at the rectum. The colon eliminates solid waste products from the body and reabsorbs water. When the colon cannot function properly, an accumulation of toxins can build up in the lymphatic system, the bloodstream, and the intestines. And this leads to a myriad of intestinal concerns, including colitis, constipation, hemorrhoids, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, and irritable bowel syndrome. Other intestinal system concerns include diarrhea and dehydration. So the biggest problem with the colon is the standard American diet, of which the acronym is SAD. And the standard American diet is high fat, low fiber, and wreaks havoc on this particular organ. Now, the functions of the colon are to get rid of waste and to reabsorb water. So it is very important that a healthy colon have good digestion and the proper absorption of nutrients. So the colon takes the water out and then sends it back into the bloodstream. This is vital because the body needs a great deal of water to be able to create and secrete 2 gallons of digestive fluids every day. Sometimes food and waste matter pass through the colon more quickly than normal due to conditions like excessive bacteria or emotional stress or even the use of prescription drugs. And this results in diarrhea, which can cause severe dehydration to the body cells. So when this happens, you should consume large amounts of water to offset this loss. Constipation, on the other hand, which is the halting of the eliminative process, plagues untold millions of Americans. This can be caused by stress, poor dietary habits, which also includes the lack of fiber, and a sedentary lifestyle. That's why it's extremely important to have lots of fruits and vegetables and to walk at least 30 minutes every day to help your colon move properly. So let's take a look at what the colon looks like. As you are facing, just imagine you're facing someone's body, okay? On the left side, the ascending colon rises almost 18 inches. And if you imagine a navel, that rise is roughly a little bit above the navel. At the top, the ascending colon bends and the transverse colon begins. And the transverse colon travels horizontally for about 2 feet at the navel height or a little bit above it or a little bit below it. Then it turns down again. So you've got the ascending colon on the left, the transverse colon going across, and the descending colon on the right as you are looking. So it would be a person's left side has the descending colon, a person's right side has the ascending colon. Then all of this ends at the rectum, which carries out the waste of the body. Now, so what do we do to have a healthy colon? Again, I had mentioned lots of dietary fiber. We're talking fruits and vegetables, lots of water. And when I say lots of water, what do we mean by lots of water? You take your body weight, so say you weigh 150 pounds, and you divide it by 2, and that's 75. So it's half your body weight in ounces of water that you need to consume every single day in order to keep your body healthy and your colon healthy. And we're not talking that you drink that 75 ounces all at once. You drink it periodically throughout the day, roughly 8 ounces over a 10-hour period. So every hour you would be consuming good, fresh, pure water. Another thing that is really important for your colon is regular exercise. So at least get 30 minutes of walking every single day. And aerobic exercise is good too, but truly just a 30-minute walk outside or a 30-minute walk to a wonderful video, a walking video that you have inside the comfort of your home would help to keep your colon healthy. And the other thing you want is to have friendly bacteria in your intestinal tract. And we're talking Bifidophilus, we're talking Acidophilus, we're talking a whole series of 400 different probiotic elements to keep your colon healthy. Now, what fiber does for your colon is to help bulk and facilitate the process of peristalsis. And this is the involuntary contraction of your intestinal muscles to move the food through the intestines. Fiber decreases bowel transit time. So if you ever do have a problem with diarrhea, you would really want to make sure you've got adequate fiber. And wonderful fibers would be something like slippery elm, which is called a mucilaginous herb that would uptake a lot of the moisture and help the diarrhea to discontinue. Plus, what the fiber does is it absorbs toxins in your intestinal tract, allowing your bowel to eliminate them throughout the body. And again, water. We talked about the water. Now, not only is water important for your body, for your colon to function well, but it's very, very important to have it there so that you do not have hard, dry stools. That's the last thing you want, because when stools are dry and difficult to pass, it hurts. And what can result from that are hemorrhoids. And hemorrhoids are very, very painful. So again, mild aerobic exercise, such as walking, is especially good. And any bending that you do from the waist down is very good, because that helps your abdomen to promote good colon health. Okay, did you know that the average adult colon is about 6 feet long, and it takes anywhere from 12 to 36 hours for the food and the waste to be processed and eliminated? So if you are having only one bowel movement a day, you would definitely want to increase it to two, because if you have just one bowel movement a day or less, you are considered being constipated. So basically, if you have three meals a day, you want your bowels to move three times a day. We say three trains go into the tunnel and three trains come out of the tunnel. And all you have to do is look to a baby who is being breastfed by its mother. And when the baby eats, the baby has a bowel movement. So that is the natural form, and that is the way the body will stay healthy. So, also, did you know that billions of bacteria, more than 400 types, live in the gastrointestinal tract? So you want to make sure that the bacterial types that you have in your intestines are the friendly flora, the Acidophilus, the Bifidophilus, the L. reuteri, all of the probiotics that help your bowel to eliminate properly. Now, there's always a lot of talk about E. coli, and E. coli is actually very, very important to the colon. And if you get too much of it, if there's an overgrowth of E. coli, you can, of course, get very, very sick. But it does help your colon to break down food substances. So every colon has E. coli, and to keep the count down, or to keep the count of E. coli at a good count, you would want to do probiotics. That is the nuts and bolts about the colon. Now, I'm going to open up for questions, and what you're going to do is I'm going to ask you, if you have a question, to unmute your phone line, and I'm going to put you on mute. And all you have to do to unmute yourself is hit *6. So do you have any questions for me tonight?
Yes, I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes. And who is speaking?
This is Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. Great to hear you.
I'm so excited about this. So I do have a question for you. And I know I could ask you any time, but now I figure it's a good time.
Great.
I do a lot of the good, healthy things for my colon. I eat a lot of fresh foods. I drink plenty of water. But my whole life, I've always had a sluggish colon, and LBS was always way too hard on my system. My system would go into extreme distress when I tried to use it, and when they came out with the product Gentle Move, it was great because it didn't have any negative effects. I could take one every day or every other day, and I'd be regular and happy. But lately, I've taken a couple of the Gentle Move, and it has sent me into distress again. So I was wondering if you have any recommendations.
Well, my first question would be, have you tried Magnesium Complex?
I have not, but I actually just ordered that from the special.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, that was fantastic. I think they were $5 per bottle. And,
they were.
So Magnesium Complex would be what I would add to your Gentle Move protocol. The other thought for you would be to try Noni. Now, I'm not talking about the liquid Noni. I'm talking about the Noni in the capsules.
Okay.
Noni in the capsules it's full of a wonderful fiber. And if you have a problem with products like that have Cascara Sagrada in them or just a little bit too much stimulants, then Noni would be the next product of choice for you to help your bowels stay regular but have a good bowel movement and have the consistency be very good.
Okay. Great.
Okay. You're very welcome. And are there any other questions? Okay. Well, if there are no other questions, then I would like to invite everybody to join us this Thursday for the Alphabetics of Health. That's Thursday, April 29th at 12 o'clock. And the topic is going to be digestion. And it's going to be presented by Jerry Tribble, who is a naturopath and who has a lot of great tips on how to help your digestive system stay healthy for the rest of your life. And I want to thank you very much for coming to us on the call. And this call will be recorded, and I will send everyone out the link so that you can enjoy the call at your convenience. Take care, everyone, and this is Joan Kasich signing off.